So here we are, folks. July 31st, 2011, British People's League on air. We've been on air 1 year this coming week. So today's show is considered our first anniversary show. We're very, very proud. We've outlasted all the naysayers, the gloom and doom crowd who, oh, you can't stand up for white people. You can't stand up for British white people, British Canadians, British in the homeland, the natural homeland of Britannia, British Australians, New Zealanders, Falkland Islands, Gibraltar. We can't, eh? Well, we have been doing so for a solid year. We've had no problems with the authorities or anyone else. We've had no phone calls of complaint, because right from the beginning, these short, sharp radio broadcasts have indicated right from the beginning the truth of the British People's League stand. We're proud of our history. We're proud of our ancestry. Being proud, loving your own kind, does not mean you despise others. I say this clearly to actually a couple of liberal friends that are trying to sway me to be soft and nice, perhaps just say the word Christian instead of white. That word white seems to be the barrier. Liberals can understand if you care for your own kind, but you're supposed to care for everyone on the planet equally. Well, scientific dialogues throughout centuries has proven that there is a difference in the races. That doesn't mean it's hate. Every race has its authenticity to offer our planet, and do so in a great way. We of the white race are proud of our own kind. As Rudyard Kipling said, you know, we've got our own kind, our own crooks, our own good and bad, but at least we can understand our own kind. That's trouble enough in itself. It's like some of the school curriculums in Canada with forced French. French is a beautiful language, but hey, let's first be able to speak English properly. Know Shakespeare. How many really know Shakespeare? Before you delve into strange waters, you've got to know your own waters well, as a priority. I almost feel defensive in this talk, and it's ridiculous. We have nothing to feel defensive about. Sir John A. Macdonald was white. He wasn't yellow, black, purple, green. He was white. Period. End of story. The founder of our country. Does that sound like hatred? It's not hatred. We're just proud of our own kind. If there's any hatred created, it's by politicians forcing the multi-cult massive immigration, dumping it all on our shoulders. It's the politicians that a lot of people hate. I don't hate them. I despise them. I don't know if there's any difference between despise and hate. Hate almost connotates no depth of thinking. Just a word that's thrown out as a label. Proud of your own kind. We're proud of Nelson. We're proud of Winston Churchill. Proud of Sir John A. Macdonald. Proud of Queen Victoria. The list goes on. And black people can be proud of their people, their history, the Chinese. I mean, come on, it's common sense. But if there's any word that seems to shake up the liberals, it's the word white. I'll never understand till the day I die why liberals are ashamed to say they're proud to be white. I think there's a failing in their personality somewhere, because if you can't be proud of your own kind, well, what the hell? It's ridiculous. Every race should be proud of their own. Well, of course, the liberal argument is it's divisive. It's dividing. Well, why should it divide if everyone can be proud of what their ancestors have created and contributed to the planet? Why on earth can't you be proud of what you've contributed? Well, we're proud. We're not apologizing to anyone. Now, with the British patriotic groups, there's great division now for those who want to water it down, and let's not use the white word. Oh, heaven forbid. What a load of crap. Bottom line, the white race were simply being outbred because of our materialism. Who to blame for that? Well, we've got to blame ourselves in the mirror. I've told this story shortly in the past. I'll bring it up again. My very professional nurse wife passed away of cancer, but when she was alive and out in the job force. Nurses could, fellow nurses at the Wellesley Hospital couldn't understand how she was taking home so much pay. Well, at that time, I became the house husband. One of us had to stay home and look after the kids, not going for the daycare route, especially when we found our little baby. I came home early from university and found the little baby crawling on the floor like a rug rat. So I said to Hazel, well, one of us is staying home. We're not going to have the kids raised as rug rats. She cried and cried and cried, wanted to be a professional nurse, which she was tops at. So fine. I said, okay, I'll stay home as a house husband and I'll work on a career down the road. And I'll home teach the kids as well while I'm here, which I did. What's my point? Because she could claim three kids and myself, her take-home pay was fantastic. A lot of the income tax structure is geared to the poor, or the, you know, would-be poor, whatever. But to say that you need two salaries, even in this day and age with the economy, is still ridiculous. Because the other party is merely working for the extra car, the second car, the hairdresser, the extra good clothing, the lunches out lunching. Go through the list. There's about 10 items on that list. So the truth is you're working for a social reason, to mingle with the world out there. Fine. If you choose to do that, fine. You want your kids raised in daycare, fine. But I'm telling you that this excuse also is hurting the white race from having larger families because they think they can't afford it. That's false. They can afford it like anyone else can afford it with one breadwinner because when two are working, taxation just gobbles up the rest and the list I just gave you, the second car, the whole bit. If you're doing it for social reasons, admit it. For career reasons, admit it. But don't give me the garbage. You can't have more kids because of the economy. BS. Absolute BS. But that's the problem our race has. And the British People's League will never talk white women into having more kids, having larger families. That's impossible. What we're speaking to for the British People's League is to slow the execution of the white race down a trickle. Basically, that's about all we can do. Unless, of course, the other races become so pushy that they start getting physical against our people, which is happening in the United States heavy duty. It's trickling up here. There's a flash mob situation that's being imported from the States. It's on John Beattie's Facebook. It's hard to find the Facebook page, though, because there's so many John Beatties out there, so click away. We have a paragraph explaining why we do not have links on our web pages. We do not have links on the web pages because we would like you to retain the fine editorials written by our volunteer editorial writers. Links, great and dandy, and they can support your editorials, but on the other hand, they're a diversion. And they take you away from the main thrust of our editorial pages. So that's why our Facebook, John Beattie's Facebook page, has all of the current videos. And quite honestly, quite a few of them are being borrowed from the Toronto Sun News Network. And there's some terrific videos. And the latest one is the flash mob that invaded a convenience store over the last few days. It's now on John Beattie's Facebook. So the Afro-American flash mob syndrome is being imported to Canada. And that is where we draw the line. So the British People's League take a stand against these matters, but we don't initiate it. I'm not going to say we're a defensive organization. No, but we want to point out things that are affecting our race. One is the low birth rate created by the false image that you can't afford to have more babies in a white family, and that's a load of crap. And if you want me to prove it anytime, you could phone on our hotline, 1-800-431-3388. That's 1-800-431-3388. And we could discuss it personally anytime you wish. I can prove it. We can prove it. We've got great advisors, the British People's League. The beauty of our British People's League is we don't talk about membership. To hell with membership. We have friends. No one's going to pin us down to membership. We have friends. But back to the lurking dark cloud of liberalism that affects all of us. We all have friends. They coast with us and then they start to stick the needle in for liberalism. And as I was saying a short while ago with the British patriotic groups, they're now having a very difficult problem because they want to water down their program and drop the word white to win more votes. Well, what a joke. You might as well just stay with the establishment parties. Our race is being outbred. Simple as that. lots of our people are being pushed around the United States, and there are, thank God, groups arising who are fed up to the teeth, and they're just simply not going to explain why they're proud to be white any longer to the liberals. So I started off coasting along with this debate, and the bottom line is, same with the British People's League. The time for debate is done. We're just going to build our own kind, our own networks. What's the outcome? Promotion of our race, hopefully to have our white couples to have more babies and stop falling for the propaganda they can't afford a stay-at-home mom. And talk about pride and respect. A professional white mother is the greatest career on the planet Earth. You're a philosopher, a budgeter, a doctor. Name the list that a mother goes through looking after her children full-time. And talk bored? How can you be bored? And then there's the weekends. I mean, you know, hubby can stay home on the weekends with the kids and have his quality time with the kids while you go out with the girls. You know, this is the most serious problem affecting our race. We're just simply being outbred. Check the statistics. Go through the statistics anywhere you like. In America, 3 years and under are all non-white, the majority of babies being born. It's in statistics. You look it up on Google. This show is never meant to be an educational show as such, but an emotional stirring of our peoples to take a stand, to do something, to increase our birth rate, to take a stand and not allow ourselves to be pushed around anymore. And does that mean we're hateful? No. We're proud of our race. We're concerned about our race in the memory of our heroes, whether it's Shakespeare, Beethoven, our European cousins, you name it. That's what we're here for. And our first anniversary is this week of these shows. From a money standpoint, I can be blunt as can be. The shows have cost over a year, probably to the tune of $1,200. And there's probably been about half of that donated in a year's time for these 20-minute broadcasts. Well, $600 is, you know, $600. Of course, people listen in for freebie. It's entertaining to them. Fine and dandy. Then you have a conscience. You look in the mirror. And you haven't sent in support, but you've still listened for free. I don't think that's fair, but hey, that's your choice. These shows are freely given on our network when you click into BritishPeoplesLeague.com. What can we say about it? Well, let your conscience be your guide. If you haven't sent in a donation yet, check out our homepage. Of course, you came into the show through the homepage, and you'll see many ways to donate, many various ways. So we would appreciate it. So about $500 or $600 come out of my pocket personally. But yes, every penny of it's worth it, every penny. Because just around the corner, more people are waking up to the fact that our race is being outbred and we must do something about it. We must announce ourselves proudly. You know, the gray-haired generation of white Anglo, Celtic, Protestant, Catholic, white Anglo-Saxon, you know, we're it. We're the last generation to know what the British used to be like, whether it's Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the motherland. We gray hairs are the last generation to know how beautiful it was. If other races had their problems, well, I'm sorry, we can't look after everyone. Our race was beautiful. The streets were quiet, dignified, houses unlocked. There's no such thing as massive drug problem. Yes, there was always the alcohol problem, and I suppose because the Western civilization had an alcohol problem, doesn't mean we had to import the Eastern continent's drug problems, but that's what we have today. But back then, when we gray-haired, so the last surviving generation of gray hairs were the last ones to know when the British connected, were white, bright, and beautiful, peaceful, calm, educated, you name it. So, is the British People's League a nostalgia organization whimpering about genealogy, tracing our ancestors for what? What good will tracing our ancestors be? As in Britain, mosques are buying out the churches and burying the bones under the bulldozers, just sweeping them aside, all of our history and ancestry. It's time to take a stand, a legal stand, not an illegal stand. We're not interested in breaking any of the laws. If we can be on these broadcasts and say the things that we've been saying for a solid year without interruption, you'll know there's no excuse for not supporting us. We're doing the job. We're speaking for our peoples in a legal, proper, but strong. We don't hold punches on these shows, as our archives will attest. You can go right back to last August when we started. Didn't know how we were going to do it. I'm no technical man, no technical engineer. We had the help of a great guy in Britain and a lovely lady in Western Ontario. Between the two of them, they got us 5 minutes without having to pay for extra broadband. Slowly, we learned how to increase the time to 10 minutes. So the first few shows, there's 5 minutes. We're up to 10 minutes, 15. We found the maximum we can go to is 20 minutes without having to pay a huge whack of dough for extended broadband, I guess they call it. But so many people, so many friends of the British People's League, and their friendship has been proven over at least a dozen years, indicated that 20 minutes in 20 minutes, John, you can say all kinds of things without boring people. And we've had great guests on over the year, just great. We had our co-host Grizz, who's moved on to another village, and he's got a new life now. But he was great when he was on with us. We got Indiana Mike. He's had trouble with his internet the last couple of weeks. He's still waiting for the people to come right into his home to straighten out his internet. So he'll be back on with us next Sunday. And we've had many, many guests. You go through the archives and see all the various guests we've had. I think one of the highlight best guests we had was Alan Harvey with the Springbok Club out of the United Kingdom. His broadcast was just, I think it was about 6 or 8 weeks ago. Brilliant, brilliant broadcast. Very proud to have him as a guest, as well as all the other guests we've had. But, of course, there's going to be a highlight, and I believe Alan Harvey was the highlight. So we're rambling through here but before the 20 minutes comes up. But we're very proud that in the course of a year, we have faithfully conducted these broadcasts, telling you like it is. And our audience is picking up all the time. We're heard around the white Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Celtic world. Proof is those that tune in. We can check every single morning how many clicked in the day before, visited and hits on the shows, etc. I would say it's probably running average at about 1,000 hits and visits a month. But these are solid listeners, people that are listening to the entire show. So it's not like Mickey Mouse, click in for 2 seconds and gone. The majority are listening to various shows, and we're very proud of that fact. There's not much else we can do at our end, BritishPeoplesLeague.com. Now, we do have a great email address for you to click in your suggestions, which we do get very good suggestions time to time. BritishCanada@gmail.com. BritishCanada@gmail.com. There's no gaps between the British Canada. BritishCanada@gmail.com. Yes, there's nostalgia. There's the old Andrew sisters from shortly during and after the Second World War. That's when our generation music was called music. And we've got a lot of young people who are starting to realize that too. We've got a lot of young people in our blind copy list. And by the way, that's our little secret, isn't it? Our blind copy list. That's where we really discuss what's going on the planet Earth. What you hear on these shows is just the outer shell. People on our blind list are people we've known for at least 10 years. Solid people who obey the laws of the land. We don't put up with any instigators or agent provocateurs. Comments out and about, you know, that there's nothing to worry about the British People's League. Well, that statement in itself makes people, why should we worry? There's no worry. We're just as straight as you can hear these broadcasts. We're straight as an arrow, folks. We're sticking up for our white, Anglo-Saxon, Anglo-Celtic peoples, wherever we are scattered around the globe. British for our British roots. Our European cousins are right there with us on the parallel tracks. The train tracks that are, in my gut feeling, we are going to succeed in spite of the lower birth rate, in spite of, we are going to succeed. We believe strongly the good Lord above is not going to let the white race perish. We will be around 10,000 years from now, one way or another. Folks, we're at the end of our first anniversary broadcast. We do thank you for listening. We especially thank those who have donated financially. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you very much for listening. Tune in next Sunday and we'll have co-host Indiana Mike back on air with us.